sama sendiri dalam langkah sepi. Tak pernah kukira bahwa akhirnya tiada dirimu di sisiku. Meski waktu datang dan berlalu sampai kau tiada bertahan, semua takkan mampu mengubahku. Hanyalah kau yang ada di renungku, hanyalah dirimu mampu membuatku jatuh dan mencinta. Kau bukan hanya sekedar indah, kau tak akan terganti.
Indonesia.
Semakin lama semakin terasa jarak dan sikapmu yang seperlunya. Kita bicara dan kita masih sama, saling sayang dan yang paling nyaman. Tapi katamu itulah masalahnya, kata misteri cinta tiada rasa. Itu yang kau lihat begitu berharga, tapi sayangnya nyaman tak cukup.
Heavenly Kings. Enigmatic. Beyond transcendental. Taraja. Breathtaking landscape. Home of the mighty buffaloes. Picturesque villages, untouched by modern life. Upholding old traditions. Displayed in crafts and feasts. Incredibly preserved. Remarkable funeral rites. Where the king's family comes together from all over the world. A magical celebration of an eternal journey to the afterlife. An ancient way of life celebrated. And beyond Taraja, in Sulawesi, there is a myriad of marvels. From prehistoric megaliths, to the race of a lifetime. A feast of the senses. Endless stream of excitement. A never-ending adventure. In Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. Be an empathetic fighter. Every action to help others is a form of struggle. That's a quote by Indonesian national hero Marta Kristina Tiahahu in action against the invaders in 1818.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hari ini kau berdamai dengan dirimu sendiri. Kau maafkan sama salahmu, ampuni dirimu. Hari ini ajak lagi dirimu bicara mesra. Berjujurlah pada dirimu, kau bisa percaya. Maafkan semua yang lalu, ampuni hati kecilmu. Luka-luka hilang lalu kau. Biar tentram yang berkuasa. Kau terlalu berharga untuk luka. Katakan pada dirimu, semua baik-baik saja. Bisikkanlah terima kasih pada diri sendiri. Dia terus menjagamu dan sayangimu. Suara katakan, bilang padanya jangan paksakan apapun. Suarakan, ingatkan terus aku maka cukup. Luka-luka hilanglah luka, biar senyum jadi senjata. Kau terlalu berharga untuk luka, katakan pada dirimu semua baik-baik saja.
Tahu Genjrot is a traditional dish from Cirebon, West Java. Made from fried tofu cut into small pieces and served with a distinctive sauce. The sauce is a mixture of palm sugar, tamarind, shallots, garlic, and chili, giving it a sweet, sour, and spicy flavor. This dish is typically served on a small plate or in a mortar and enjoyed as a snack. Tahu Genjrot is a popular culinary delight, commonly found in traditional markets and street vendors across West Java.
Padamu, sekali lagi padamu, ku bawakan rindu yang kau pesan. Kutu, aku di sini untukmu, sekali lagi untukmu, percayalah. Lagi kau bunda, pun aku merasakan getaranmu mencintaiku seperti ku mencintaimu. Sungguh kasmaran aku kepadamu. Hidup adalah tentangmu, selalu saja tentangmu. Sepertinya kau adalah candu bagiku. Kau buat aku tak mampu, selalu saja tak mampu menahan perasaanku atas dirimu.
tahan, gak tahanmu mencintaiku seperti ku mencintaimu. Sungguh kasmaran aku kepadamu.
Embraced Christianity, hosted important events with its innate hospitality, exotic culinary delights, is marvelous. Famous among divers. Cherished by the locals. This is the life that blends the old and the new, that does not forget natural wonders, an adventure of its own. Easily accessible. Still fascinating. Life in North Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia.
kini telah gelas ketiga. Jam 9 malam aku pulang.
Song is about long distance relationships. I normally do long distance relationships.
people may know Ende for Lake Limutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo Village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong. We trace rising paths and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leader in Wolotopo village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuapu'u or the origin kampung, where Sauria or big houses are situated. There are two Sauria in the village, namely Sao Atalaki and Sao Sue. They are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sauria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sao Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sao Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajah Bu'uria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda. Yang
there are
pertama,
parts inside the house.
Itu sesuai dengan
they are Wajah Buria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhibited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for Mosalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawarah or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Dei. Although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of funds for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lulu. Then people break down the house and and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Laku to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Laku itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lea Laku ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in four directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give a ring to the ruler of the forest before cutting the wood. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do tenda sao ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured tandak and gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. Side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. Prohibited to do any activities, including waving. It is considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan leke pera.
After putting leke pera, is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification. The house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do. The house is fenced with leaves to make it secret. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot for his house purification. After that, the construction begins. Ceremony.
Traditional house is constructed. The people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedah Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Musalaki in Wolotopo village. Kedah Kanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotopo village. Besides the stone graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedah Kanga, the graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Musalaki.
Kedah Kanga, rumah tempat pemuja berhala oleh seluruh para Musalaki.
Kedah Kanga is a place where Musalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Musalaki in a kampung center called Pusenua Islio language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Musalaki do Tandak and Gawi dance accompanied with Golamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotopo traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Relaxing at the seashore and enjoying sunset is always the right choice when you are having holiday. You can enjoy amazing sunset at Tanjung Setia Beach in West Lampung. It takes about 8 hours from Radin Intan II Airport, Bandar Lampung, or it is located around 273 kilometers or around 6 to 8 hours trip from Bandar Lampung City. Tanjung Setia is located along the western beach near the South Bukit Barisan National Park. The waves at Tanjung Setia Beach is known as one of the best waves by surfers throughout the world, and it is similar with the famous surfing spot in the world, namely in Hawaii. Tanjung Setia Beach is sharply at the big streaming line of the Indian Ocean. Unfortunately, the beach is not quite popular yet for surfing competitions like in Bali or Lombok. There are only some surfers who know the beach that is quite interesting for surfing. During surfing session on June to August, waves at Tanjung Setia Beach can reach up to 7 meters high, stretching around 200 meters to the shore, which makes it good for place for surfing. Some related parties do some efforts, including by organizing competitions in order to promote the beautiful scenery of the beach to both local and international visitors. In early May 2019, the beach has become a place for international surfing competitions. The competitions attracted surfers from 23 countries. All participants say that the waves at Tanjung Setia Beach is truly perfect for professional surfers. Tanjung Setia Beach has white and soft sand which stretches along the beach. There are many palm trees at Tanjung Setia seashore, which makes it more beautiful. In addition, Tanjung Setia offshore is also a fit location for fishing sport lovers to catch abundant fish. There is a giant blue margin fish which is known as Iwa Tuhuk by local people. Blue marlin can have weight up to 50 to 70 kilograms with the length spanning around 170 centimeters. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, VOI listeners. How are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, commentary, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz.
Here is the news for the headlines. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto arrives in Malaysia to receive honorary award. Indonesia Navy Chief of Staff visits BrahMos Missiles Factory in India. Indonesian House of Representatives calls Israel and Mi'raj momentum for Palestinian independence. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the first news where Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto arrived in Malaysia to receive the honorary award from the King of Malaysia, Sultan Ibrahim Ibnu Iskandar. The award is titled Most Esteemed Royal Family Order of Johor First Class DK1 Johor, as Sultan Ibrahim is also the fifth king of the Malaysian state of Johor. As reported by Antara News Agency, Prabowo arrived at the Royal Malaysian Air Force Base Subang on Monday. Deputy for Protocol, Press and Media of the Indonesian Presidential Secretariat Yusuf Permana said the honorary award was also received by the second Indonesian Presidential